The South Caribou Track and Trail Dirt Bike Association's Season's End Scramble and Moto Rodeo attracted over 100 riders from across the Caribou to 100 Mile House last weekend. Held at the club's track at the end of Ainsworth Road, the event featured a night ride, a poker run, barrel racing, a slow poke race, drag racing, and more for the community to enjoy. Organizer Wesley Silverton, the association's president and a mechanic by trade, said he felt the weekend was a huge success for the club. "We had a poker run event and a night ride which was very, very successful. It was the best event to date we've had, and we had well over 100 entries, which was amazing," Silverton said. "The night ride itself was eventful for a lot of people. Some had never even ridden track or at nighttime before, and they did both and did really well. Same with the poker run on Saturday and all the other events we had. It was a good weekend." One of the riders who participated this year, Colton Allwood, a longtime member of the association, who has been dirt biking for as long as he can remember. Allwood said he thinks it's great the association puts on events like this that bring together their membership. "We've been trying to get the association to grow a bit in the last couple of years, and the turnout this year has been really good," Allwood explained. "I just came to support the cause and have a good time. It's cool to see all these kids out here and everyone is having a good time." Having a good time wasn't a problem for Allwood, who noted his fellow riders make for both a great crowd and competitors. He participated in several events, including the poker run, the slow poke race, and the barrel race. One of the riders he competed against was Ethan Weger, a Cal Tire mechanic who took up dirt biking 3 years ago. Weger remarked he's developed a love for the sport after being introduced to it by some friends. "Biking, mountain biking, got me into it really. There's a big difference between dirt biking and mountain biking. Way more power and speed," Weger remarked. "I just like doing it and the nature." Weger said this was his first time attending an event like this, and he felt it went great and was well organized. He enjoyed taking part in the barrel race and the other events, despite stalling his bike once or twice. The results for the weekend are as follows. Night Scramble winner, Tim Tim. Best poker hand, Gavin Spooner with a four of a kind. Worst poker hand, Matt Townsend with a pair of twos. Adult barrel race, Ryan Jansen. Kids barrel race, Trig Jensen. Adult slow poke race, Trevor Schneider. Kids slow poke race, Marlon Van Monekel. Adults hole shot king, Nathan Horton. Kids hole shot king, Marshall Hahn. Adults slow wheelie, Reichert Sanford. Kids slow wheelie, Marlon Van Monekel. Silverton said a big part of why the association organized the event was to promote the association and the trails they maintain. Allwood noted the club still has further plans to expand and has been cutting new trails surrounding the association's main track beside the 100 Mile House Snowmobile Club's clubhouse. The influx of riders to the association means their existing trails are much better maintained. "There's a lot of guys up here putting a lot of man hours keeping it maintained, and we appreciate that a lot," Allwood said, noting he hopes to see an even bigger turnout next year. "I think when people realize how much fun is had, more people will come out." That was a sentiment Silverton agreed with, noting a big part of why he became the association's president was to ensure people like Weger and Allwood have a place to ride. He noted the association currently has around 80 members. "Everybody says you got to get outside and go do something, be active, but there's nowhere to really do it in 100 mile. Either farmers own the land, or it's all blocked off for things," Silverton said. "It's a good place up there, we've got to keep it going. I want to make sure this facility doesn't shut down and keeps growing year after year." To that end, Silverton said he, Vice President Brandon Plews, and other members of the association have big plans for 2025. They are working to bring future West Moto to the South Caribou to hold one of their dirt bike races in the spring or summer of 2025. "They come and do most of the setup, but we would have to make sure our facility could hold 300 to 500 riders. It's a huge event, Silverton said. We got them coming up to check it all out and see if it's something they want to do and go from there.